Hey, stoners. Thanks so much for listening to I'm Too Effin' High. If you've listened to the podcast before, you know that one of our missions is to normalize cannabis and culture. But one of those things that we've really dealt with over the last 4 years that we've talked about has also been the racial and social injustices that are surrounded by cannabis. Cannabis prohibition was based in racism and in the 1930s and still to this day exists.
So we wanted to take a moment before this episode just to kind of talk about everything that's been going on the past few weeks. We've had a lot of our listeners, you know, join us in marching and protesting for it, also donating to the causes that amplify the idea that Black Lives Matter. And we want to continue to use this podcast as a place to call for more action. Obviously, you know, it's a comedy podcast. We enjoy normalizing cannabis use through the language of comedy, as James said. But it feels impossible not to address what is happening. And we want to urge our listeners to be active as well in this matter.
And cannabis is just one aspect of many different ways that Black people and people of color in this country are treated unfairly and locked up. And we recognize that, and we know that cannabis is just one small part that needs to change, but there's a lot of things that need to change. And that's why we strongly encourage you, if you can, to donate or to set up recurring donations.
And so in the show notes, we've included a link to Act Blue, which is a link that will help you donate instantly to several different organizations that all address these issues, including the Black Lives Matter Global Network, National Bailout, Know Your Rights Camp, Black Voters Matter Fund, BYP 100, the NAACP, National Police Accountability Project, Color of Change Education Fund, Unicorn Riot, Advancement Project, Higher Heights for America, and Fair Fight Action. If you donate at this link, it'll split your donation between all of these causes and organizations. So, you know, it really simplifies the process if you're looking for something like that.
Yeah, and every dollar counts. $1, $5, $10. Every dollar is progress towards the ultimate goal of, you know, finally getting us to a place where everybody's treated fairly by law enforcement. We appreciate you listening to I'm Too Effing High. We appreciate you supporting the normalization of cannabis. Just know that we, as a podcast, we support Black Lives Matter. Welcome back, stoners. Yeah. Welcome back to another episode of I'm Too Effin' High. I'm your high host, James Mastriani, and we've got a really great show for you today. I'm really excited about our guest. In today's show, we've got a really special guest. Before we get to him, though, let me just introduce two of our producers. Please welcome back Matt Newell and Mike McClendon. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, James, let me ask you this. Is that a breath? I never noticed. Is it a fake breath at the top of that? I'm too effing high. Is that you? Or is that you breathing on the mic? Does that make sense?
What? It does.
At the end, like in the recording? It sounded ample. Is there a recording? Now you go,
it is, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
he was just way early on the exhale this time.
Yeah, it's,
so
it
all
threw
the smoke
me off.
Came out, and then it was a beat, that was... and then a beat.
That's really
I
funny.
What was happening?
Yeah, it's actually our producer Andrew exhaling is who did it.
Oh. Andrew, turn your mic. Yeah. Turn your mic off.
Awesome. How are you guys doing? How high are you right now on a scale of 1 to 10?
Pretty high. Yeah. Scale 1 to 10. Oh no, I'm I guess 7, 6, 6, 7.
Yeah.
Between a 6 and a 7. I'll get higher as we go.
Mike, where are you at?
I'm pretty low. I think it's the strain that I have right now. It's very stemmy and yeah, not very potent.
Oh man, cheap weed.
Yep. Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Cheap weed needs love too. Somebody's gotta smoke cheap weed. Too. Yeah, the Nug Club. It's amazing. Free endorsement. Free endorsement from us. They gave us nothing. But
that's
a
right.
Great deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, let's welcome our guest today. Super excited. He's he was on the live show before. He did a bit on the with Jackie Snow, who's been on the show several times. Please welcome Demi Adigibe.
Hello.
Hey man, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. So glad that we could finally get you on the show.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Yeah. So first question, always ask our guests this question. What is your current relationship to cannabis?
It is very loose. I don't smoke often or like do edibles or anything. I feel like I can never handle edibles unless they're like very, very low dose edibles. And then I'm like, well, what's the point? It's like, I can't really handle anything other than my vape pen is what I generally feel like.
Oh yeah.
And anything else is like, oh, I immediately feel like I either smoke too much or just like got a crazy strain or I just don't know what's happening. So I'm just like, all right, well, I'm going to tap out of that. But whenever I usually just smoke like from my packs and it's like, oh, this is,
oh man,
set the level and it's yeah, nice and easy going. And I feel like I don't get too crazy high, which is always nice.
The vapes are nice for, you can just do a little bit and see where you're at. Yeah. That's what Mary does, only vapes.
Is there a time when you like to do it?
Not, it's so sporadic. I feel like there's no rhyme or reason to when I do. Sometimes I'm just like, I'm bored, let's do it. And other times I'm like, oh, I haven't done it in a while, why not? But like, there's not like a mood or anything where I'm like, I know when I don't want to do it. And that's whenever I'm watching a movie, because whenever I watch a movie and get high, I'm always like, this movie's like, if it's a violent movie, I always feel like more affected by the violence. And if it's a movie, like if it's any other type of movie, I start to feel like it falls apart in my head. I'm like, this movie is bad. I could have made this movie. What are they doing here? Like, no matter what the movie. I went to see Avengers Infinity War and I was high and I was just like, everything looks plastic. They spent no time on this movie. It's like the most expensive movie ever made.
No budget.
They spent no time.
Yeah.
Come on. Who made this? Some kids?
Bunch of nobodies in it.
Yeah, exactly.
I can relate to that. I can totally relate to that. Although I love watching movies high, but it does make me overthink it sometimes.
Mm.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, because I know you're a comedian, you're a writer, you're what we call in the biz creative. Do you ever use it for creativity? Does it help? Does it stunt it? Does it do nothing?
It definitely helps on some occasions, but I feel like there's always this brief, it's like whenever I'm not like I don't ever go, I want to create something and then get high and then start thinking. It's like, I'll just like decide to get high and then I'll have thoughts and I'll be like, okay, definitely write these down because these are good. But then there's always like the refractory period later where I'm like, okay, let's look at what I've written. And like half of the time it's gibberish, but a lot of the time it is like, oh, that was good. Thank God that my brain was like activated to do that. So it's helpful, but it's not.
I love that you called it the refractory period. That's fucking hilarious. That's the perfect word for that period.
Yeah, I'm like, really funny. Can't just go straight into like, here it is, I finished my script. It's like, let's take a break and make sure you
didn't. I feel like,
yeah,
the creative process, like when that happens with me, like you have these creative jumps, but then those inspire more creative jumps and it just becomes very scattered versus like going, like I'll have an epiphany and then it's like, if that spawns epiphanies, suddenly like I got nothing.
Right. You're just like, oh, am I just thinking of a bunch of things? Is this actually creation or is it just my brain going, here's another image.
Yeah. I'm hungry.
Yeah.
That's great. Are you a little high right now, Demi?
I'm not yet because I just had to hop off a call, but I feel like I should get high, as is the custom of the show.
Yeah. Come on board. Yeah, come on board.
Wait.
We'd love to have
the
you.
Refractory period's right around the corner, man.
I'm gonna create a genius screenplay in the time that we do this.
You're gonna yeah, fix Avengers.
Ooh, what about another Avatar? That's the first idea I come up with every time I get high. I'm just like, they should do another Avatar.
Aren't they?
How many are in the works now?
Yeah, oh, they're doing five. Like, yeah, they're doing five.
They, in fact, they like just.
Well, you think they
filming.
Should do six?
Right, you say they aren't going far enough. They should go, yeah. I think, double digits. They should go to 10.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then release the second one when they're starting on 10.
Yeah, let's get up into the, like, Police Academy, Fast and Furious numbers. Let's get up in those, like, yeah. 6, 7.
James Bond. Getting to the 20s. James Bond,
yeah.
Yes, replace the color yeah. of the avatars yeah. every few yeah. movies, like in James Bond.
Whatever the current sexiest color is.
Green? It's another $200 million to make him green.
Well, welcome, man. Glad that you're here. And this little game that we're gonna play here is we thought it'd be fun to talk about or have different challenges and stuff based around television. And I think television theme songs are great. Demi, you even did a parody of Succession's theme song that's really, really funny. And I thought it would be fun to see if you guys recognize what shows 5 different theme songs are from. And they get a little bit more challenging as we go on. Cool.
Right. When do we
let you know?
Yeah, yeah. Do we just say like?
Let's let the majority of the song play so that our audience can hear a little bit of it as well. Right. And then
you just stop it when you want, James, and you then ask us. So we're not yelling, because I'll be yelling. Right. I'll be like, I know it. So don't yell. Going, I won't yell.
Law and order. Law and order. Da, da, da,
da. You guys big theme song heads? Do you miss them? Do you like them?
Oh, yeah.
I like them.
Oh, yeah. When I got the email saying, just like, oh, we're going to talk about theme songs, I was like, oh, am I going to have to name my favorite? Cool, I'll sing them all. Whatever. Let's do this.
Do you hit the forward button on Netflix when a theme song comes up?
It depends on the show. Because some of them, it's like, yeah. I will never skip, like, the BoJack Horseman theme. But, like, some of them, uh-huh. like, when I was watching
Orange Theme Black, I was like, theme. All right,
let's just, it's so good.
Yeah, yeah. I love the Cheers one, but I skip really it. Great. I've been binging Cheers lately, rewatching it, and I've been skipping it. It's just so long.
If a show's got more than 7 seasons, I'm like, well, if we're gonna watch this in chunks, I gotta skip through some of these. I need the time. Yeah.
Sopranos, I'll watch a little bit and then eventually I'll skip. Damn. It's like 5 minutes.
I love
long.
The Sopranos opening, man.
It's the whole song.
Right, here's HBO when they
okay. Here's this first one, and then in between we can also, if you want to say what your favorite one is or whatever, that's totally cool. But here's this first one. Think it'll be pretty easy. Love the song.
Oh. Is it a song?
Maybe not a song, I don't know. All right, so far, does anybody have a guess?
Oh yeah, I think we all know what it is.
Pretty, yeah.
That's it.
I'm like, well, it's obvious, but I'm like, wait, am I mistaking it for something else?
I think it is too, Demi.
Should we all just say it on 3?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. 1, 2, Knight Rider.
Knight Rider.
Knight Rider. Oh, God. I was like, oh, it's not going to be Knight Rider, is it?
Right. Great. Okay.
It could be, yeah. Was there no words also, over that? I, for some reason, I was imagining, I used to watch that show, but there wasn't a, like, narrator over that at any point. It was just the car driving to the desert, right?
I feel like
there wasn't somebody, like, right. There was a thought. Yeah. This man drives a car.
That's
a
what
car
I thought too.
Connected to something like
that. The A Team, kind of.
Yeah.
Like it was like they were.
Let's see.
It's good. It's so good.
I feel like it's been sampled a bunch too, not, right?
Yeah. I think it's
Busta
just sampled.
It feels. Oh, I can hear Busta Rhymes and Will Smith over it.
Yeah. It's actually kind of a hard beat. It's kind of hard beat. I like it. Yeah. All right, here's the next one. Here's the next one. I like this one too. All right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Got it.
This one, man.
We can all sing along.
So rich, this day and age, reading good news on the newspaper.
Oh, man.
edition of a grand design.
Oh, so good.
I mean, so obvious. I think one of the greatest theme songs ever. I think it's one of the greatest
theme songs. That year, that guy, whoever wrote those, I think it's the same person who wrote a bunch of them. But like, all like, we are going to say what it is, right?
Yeah, let's say what it is.
Family Matters.
Yeah.
No. Oh, the guy's name is Jesse Frederick, who wrote that.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Oh, shit. He wrote the themes for Perfect Strangers, yes. Full House, Family Matters, and Step by Step.
They all have the same.
The Friday night lineup.
Yep.
They do.
I like that, too. They all have the same kind of, like, message. Everything's good.
This is also when things... When theme songs were like, this is the city it takes place in. Because it's like, what matters, it's all Chicago shots with Full House.
Yeah.
San Francisco. You should bring that back. Every theme song for any, no matter the genre of
And then all the interiors are LA. Just clearly LA studios. But it was just like.
I didn't know Boston had so much stucco. All right, here's the next one. All right.
Sometimes the world looks perfect. Nothing can be done. Yeah. Run it up to the Mets, right? Run it up to the Mets stadium. Yeah.
Classic.
Perfect Strangers, right?
Yeah.
Wait, what is it?
Oh, did Perfect you not know? Oh.
I legitimately didn't know that one. I was like, oh, it's so familiar, but
Which
I didn't remember.
Is a spinoff of Perfect Strangers.
Because Harriet worked in the, she was the elevator operator. Harriet was the mom, right? Was her name?
Yeah.
And then she worked in the elevator of the did he work at a newspaper? Larry Appleton from Appleton, Wisconsin. I think, but yeah, it was.
Can you imagine,
star spinoff? It was like, hey, let's make the elevator operator. I should give her a show.
Also, and poor Harriet, man, like, how exciting she gets this spinoff. She was an elevator operator.
And then it's the Urkel show.
The fucking nerdy kid next door gets to be the star.
Poor and Harriet, also, it's like, man. Even within the family, I feel like Reginald Bell Johnson kind of got the shine.
Yes, yeah.
For sure.
He's coming off that diehard money. Because wasn't he a cop in Family Matters also?
Yeah. And Die Hard.
That should have been the spinoff.
He should have been the Die Hard cop.
Yeah. There should just be one episode. Yeah, there should just be one episode where he comes home. He's like, Steve, I can't take it right now. I just saw a man fucking die. Right?
I killed
a man just died.
The famous ballerina or whatever.
Well, he gives that ballerina. Speech in Die Hard. In Die Hard where he's like, I shot a kid.
I know. I had a ray gun. Looked real enough.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Steve. No, you didn't do that. I did that.
Yeah. You got any cheese?
Oh, man.
Damn it, Urkel.
God,
Stefan.
I love that.
That was
show.
Crazy when he turned into a different version of himself.
Stefan Urkel was a betrayal. Yeah. I don't need that shit about Mets getting hot on TV. No. We and then he has a machine where he's like, I'm cool too.
Then you get into like Small Wonder territory. Nah, you guys remember Small Wonder where they just like built a robot child? And, like this
It's like, the other thing, Urkel became so popular they phased out the like middle daughter on Family Matters. She just disappeared one season and then never brought her back.
Yeah.
In early seasons, so there's like another daughter.
Oh, really? I don't really remember that. That's so funny.
Yeah.
All right, two more here. Two more. Hold on one second. Let's do this next one. This next one. Maybe I would find this difficult. Maybe you guys won't, but we'll see.
I know this one.
I do not know this one.
Is it? Oh.
It's also part of the TGIF lineup for a second.
All right, this might give it away.
Tommy, I'm home.
What a layered theme song.
That confused me even more.
What a layered theme song. I mean,
is this Dinosaur?
Yeah.
I would have never gotten it.
Forgot
the dinosaurs.
I would not. Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, okay, it's something with gladiators. I know that's like boom, boom, boom. And then it's whimsical like xylophones. I was like, no, never mind. I've never heard of this show.
And in the video, like as you hear the boom, boom, he's like knocking over trees as he's going through the forest.
Oh, not the mama.
The dinosaur is the one that ended with like the apocalypse.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the saddest ending.
The asteroid like killed them or something, right?
What's wrong with that? Why would they
do that? They saw it coming.
This Jim Henson cartoon for kids. Whew.
Was the network note on that? Like, we got to tie it into history. We can't have people thinking we don't believe the dinosaurs died.
Right. Okay? Yeah, they have to believe this existed.
It's better than Jesus showing up.
I'm sorry. I think it would have been hilarious if Jesus showed up. That was
it would have been very funny.
We'd still be talking about it as like the greatest TV finale ever.
There
was because Jesus exists.
Because Jesus did kill the dinosaurs, right? That's what people think is Jesus killed the dinosaurs.
Well, it was more of a Rochambeau scenario. Jesus showed up and was like, this town ain't big enough for the two of us.
Yeah.
I'll fight you for it. They lost. Dinosaurs left peacefully into the
little
sea.
Hands. They have little
later,
hands. Yeah.
Whales emerge.
You take evolution.
Water dive down all this.
See, now I'm doing the back to the spin-off that could have happened. Oh, that's because I'm making it up right now.
Oh,
we're in the refraction
God.
Zone. We're on the other side of the refraction zone.
Yeah. I'm going to come back tomorrow and be like, guys, the whale thing was genius, right? That was good?
Yeah. I think I should start a religion, guys.
Yeah.
That's my
We're
king.
Like, yeah, man, I guess I'm on board. Sure, yeah. Can I get high still?
Sure.
All right, last one. Last one here. I think this one would be very challenging. But again, maybe you guys...
This is Jeopardy!
All right, here we go.
Is it Medicine Woman?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Gonna say,
is it Medicine Woman?
That's a really good guess, but it is Quinn not Medicine Woman.
That's Dr. Quinn.
Dr. Quinn. No, yeah.
What are the chances that we all would have thought the exact same guess? Have you ever seen
funny.
The show?
I've never seen it.
I was like,
never seen
me
it.
Just like, it's just the vibe of a frontier woman.
Yeah.
I thought it was Serenity at first.
Sounded like that too. It's not Firefly either.
So, do you guys want a hint?
Yeah.
Yes.
Your southern vibes are accurate, all right? And it's late 80s, early 90s.
Briscoe County Jr.
No clue.
Is it Little House on the Prairie?
No.
Is it something like Dallas, like one of those dramas, like those southern...
Nah, Dallas would have been harder than that.
It is a sitcom.
Oh.
So this music is supposed to suggest humor?
It's a sitcom?
Maybe.
All right.
What channel?
3.
Oh, good question.
Not helpful.
Is it like Dynasty? No.
No.
It's a comedy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a sitcom. Dynasty's funny.
All right, one more hint.
Give us one of the actors.
The star of it is a former football player.
OJ didn't have a show, did he?
The star of it? No. Or like
just that one special.
Howie Long?
Yeah, just that chase.
Right.
The star of it is crazy. that we don't even know it. But it must have been
football
so
player.
Shit. It must have been not lasting. Yep. Yeah. How many seasons did it last?
I think 3 or 4.
Was this that show Mike Ditka was on?
No. Just the 10 of us or something like that? No.
Yeah.
Oh no, that wasn't.
I don't know. What is it?
The correct answer is Evening Shade, starring Burt Reynolds.
I don't know.
That's
an actor. He's a football player. That's a lame clue.
That made it harder.
If you know him, he was a star running back for Florida State and got drafted by the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, if you know him, if we knew him, we'd know the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought you guys were friends with Bert.
The
you guys
star
didn't know Bert?
Of it is a football. Like,
no, he hasn't talked to me for a few years, actually.
The star of it is a bandit.
My bad.
Bert
okay,
hasn't
my
called
bad.
Me in almost 2 years, so I'm mad at him.
Also, this is the first game show where the contestants have attacked the host for the fact they didn't get the question right.
Won't be the last.
More game shows.
We're sending a message
game shows
to everybody.
Should do that.
I think so, too.
They should. Yeah. And just be like, fuck you, Pat Sajak.
Yeah.
I heard you have a drinking problem.
Yeah. What'd you do to your hands, Pat Sajak? Why is it in a cast? You fall down, you fucking lush.
Honestly,
and we still don't have
I know it's Count Rushmore.
I just get up there and like unionize the Price of Friday audience. Like, there's more of us than there is of him. Let's get him. We can all share the money.
Put him on the wheel. Spin him.
Put him on the wheel.
Spin him for a change.
Spin it, yeah. Wheel, yeah. Spin him.
Spin him. Stop spinning yourself. Stop spinning yourself.
Stop spinning yourself. I love it.
Hey, stoners, for more information about past shows that we've done, future shows we're going to do, check out I'mTooEffingHigh.com.
That was fun. Matt, you said you had something, right?
Yeah, I got a game I'm going to play, and it'll be real easy. It's just a multiple choice, but let me try it. I'm not very good with this shit. Let me just do this. Cue this up here.
Technological stuff. I'm gonna roll. Or pack
yeah,
a
smoke,
roll fast.
Smoke something here while that's happening.
Yeah, viewers at home, go ahead and smoke a little something if you got something.
Okay.
I'm gonna do
sharing. Right, Safari.
like we're all in a spaceship.
It feels
let
crazy.
It go every move.
Oh.
Oh, fun. Okay. The Seinfeld Chronicles.
So this is so that's just what Seinfeld was originally called. They changed it to Seinfeld. And that's where I'm giving you the show and then four options. One of them was what it was originally called. Other three are ones I made up.
Okay.
Fun. So that's
love
just
it.
All right, so we'll start. I want to hit play. So this is Friends. You guys talk it out, and then pick. And then Andrew, can you keep score?
This photo is hilarious.
I know.
What's going on here? There's two Rachels.
Why are there two Rachels?
Chandler is in a different show entirely.
I picked it because I blew my. I was like, "Whoa, there's seven of them."
Ross is
glowing.
Oh
my God. This feels.
But Matthew Perry.
Wait a second.
Healthy. He's healthy.
This feels like the Mandela effect. Am I wrong? There was always only one Rachel, right?
Yeah. No, there was. I remember two Rachels. I don't know why.
The Mandela effect.
I'm freaking out, man. I'm freaking the fuck out.
Joey was only half a person. Right. I don't know what this is.
So one of these was the original name. One of six.
I actually know this answer.
Coffee House and Jerks.
I think I do too. I think I know this one because it was on a trivia game recently.
I'm pretty sure it's Coffee House.
I thought it was one of six.
Yeah, I think it's one of six.
And the correct answer is one of six.
Yeah.
Oh, James, you lose that round.
Somehow. Oh, man.
Somehow there's just one loser. next we have...
Wow, I thought for sure it was Coffee House.
Vampire Slayer. Was it called... the C-Vampire or D-Slayer?
Ooh. I feel like it's got to be A or D, right?
I mean, B's interesting. B. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
You're going to lead in alphabetizing with all the other shows that start with the...
Everybody got their answer? It's A.
Yeah, it's got to be Buffy, right?
Boom, it was Slayer.
Oh, literally, I was like, actually, now hold on a second. I was like, if I were doing this, I'd do this other joke, but the answer would be Slayer. Fuck.
You got to think like me. Lost. Nowhere.
Oh, shit.
Island Time. SOS. Crash Site.
If Island Time was not in the running, that should have been the title.
Yeah. Every episode, we're on Island Time.
Honestly, nice. Island Time's a really great name for it. I wonder if it is.
I think it's A. I'm going to say Nowhere.
Mike says A.
Yeah, I feel like A.
Demi says A.
I want to say D.
C. C-S-O-S?
Yeah.
Nowhere was the right answer.
Yes.
Sometimes, somehow just one loser in that round, one loser.
I am not doing well at all.
It's okay.
Okay.
Merry Children. Called Jerks, not the Cosby Show, American Dream, Sega Now.
Oh,
B would have held up great over time.
Look at that dog getting top billing.
Yeah, imagine, like, even though Married with Children had its own problematic issues, like, to be called Not the Cosby Show makes it, like, look pretty good.
Yeah.
This feels like it's one of those like on the nose titles. I'm gonna say C.
I'm gonna say C also.
You know what? So far I've been going against the group and so far it hasn't worked for me. So I'm gonna keep going here and I'm gonna go D, pegging out.
Doubling down.
This is gonna blow your minds, guys. Not the Cosby Show. They wanted to be like the opposite of the wholesome.
That's
a ridiculous idea. That's like if I made a show and I just called it It's Not Lost, everyone would be like, but what is it?
We're all found, we all know where we are.
Yeah.
We don't have the rights to Lost, you can't do that.
Okay, The Good Wife, Family Law, Till Death, Leave the Bastard, Exit Polls.
Oof. This feels like a writer was like, I'm going to call it Leave the Bastard. And then Network was like, we'll leave that for a while. And then eventually we'll change it last minute.
Leave the Bastard for Mike?
Leave the Bastard.
I'm going to say, Till Death was a show. Yeah, maybe Leave the Bastard.
Everybody wins. Everybody wins that round.
Oh, I was going to say Exit Polls.
James, I thought you said yes. Sorry.
Okay, no, James. Bastard.
I'll take away your point, James. Don't you worry about it, buddy. I got you.
Oh, fuck.
Leave the Bastard sounds like the medieval name for some children's nerd like game that you play and like. Yeah. All right, we're gonna go outside and play Leave the Bastard.
Jon Snow doesn't get to play.
Yeah.
Leave the bastard. The bastard Jon Snow. All right. Saved by the Bell. Sick Note. Good Morning, Miss Bliss. Homeroom. Jerks.
Whoa. Jerks is going to show up in all of these.
Yeah.
I think it's Good Morning, Miss Bliss.
Yeah, I think that was the show for the first like season or two. Not with this cast, but like with some of these cast members.
Yeah.
James?
I'm going to go with Homeroom.
Good Morning, Miss Bliss.
God.
Miss Bliss.
You know?
I think you're right, Mike. I think it was a few episodes, and then the only Bellbean stayed the same, I think.
And maybe Screech. There was couple that were in it.
Yeah, yeah. But it wasn't Zach or...
No Slater, man. He moved into Bayside.
That's right. Big Bang Theory. Lenny, Kenny, and Penny. Relativity. House of Nerds. Jerks.
Jerks.
You know what? It's fine. I'm going to take Jerks this time.
I'm gonna say House of Nerds.
I'm gonna say Relativity.
Oh no, let it get you, Kenny.
Come on.
Kenny's Sheldon's original name was Kenny, I guess. I never watched the show, but that's what it said in the little info of why.
Love the color coordination in this.
Looks funny.
Looks good.
Looks funny.
Like a House of Nerds to me.
Yep.
We'll wait for Demi's getting
Morgan, Oregon.
I'm still here.
Alexis, Texas. Is that a porn star's name?
Let's go to Hannah. Hannah Montana. Hannah Montana. Morgan, Oregon. Alexis, Texas. Hannah, Louisiana. Or Georgia, Georgia.
Hannah, Louisiana. Although Georgia, Georgia would have been brilliant.
Yeah.
Morgan, Oregon.
it sounds too much like
Mom, can I go downstairs and watch Morgan, Oregon? Yeah, Swedish Chef. That was good. It does feel funny, like Alexis, Texas, and then somebody from, somebody was like, oh, we Googled that.
I think I'm lucky this show came out around the same time that Google existed.
Yeah. Hannah, Louisiana, I'm going to say.
Okay. James?
I'm going to go Alexis, Texas.
Demi?
Oh, I'm going Hannah, Louisiana.
Louisiana, okay. Oh, oops. Wait, did I stop?
You did.
Oh, wow. Yeah, James!
Finally.
Mike had the story exactly right. That's why they changed it. Because they thought Texas was a bigger market, but they had to change it because of there was a big porn actress with the same name.
Oh, man.
That's power.
That's a last second marketing idea. Yeah.
Charmed, Spellbound, Coven, Crafted, House of Sisters.
I'm going to go with Jerks.
Oh, no. I'm
going to say B.
I'm going to say D, House of Sisters.
Don't call it a comeback.
Oh, wow. Look at this.
House of Sisters.
See, look at, House of Comics.
Yours, mine, and whose? Full Boat and Jerks.
Full Boat.
I'm going to go with Jerks. I'm feeling it this time.
I'm going to go with House of Comics.
It's like this is your Slumdog Millionaire, James. I don't know what's going on right now. Something happened.
Honestly,
do you know the story behind that one, Matt?
They were all supposed to be three stand-up comics, the guys.
That's kind of what I imagined. Yeah, I was like, I can see them.
But
then it
ended up just being Joey, or no? Joey.
Yeah, just Joey.
And they were probably like, okay, so we got to write jokes for three distinct types of
comedians. Exactly. Yeah. Fucking hard.
Turns out Stamos doesn't do stand-up.
Okay. I think we only have two more. Two more.
Okay, here
left.
We go.
This is us. 36, Heart, the big three, Jerks.
Wow.
I'm going to go 36, because I believe that is the age at which they are in the pilots.
Interesting. Okay. Okay. Uh-oh. That's where I'm at in my life. I like that answer.
I'll say the big three.
And then, James, as you say 36 also, is that you said? Or?
I'm gonna go 36 as well.
Oh, you guys are right. You two got it, Mike. The big three is what they're called in the show.
Oh, I've never watched this.
Apparently, yeah.
Have you seen the pilot?
One Tree Hill, Ravens, One Horse Town, Scott Free, Varsity. I have no idea what this show's about.
I think it's about a basketball team.
It's about.
So I'm gonna say Varsity.
It takes place in One Tree, North Carolina. That's all I know. Tree Hill, North Carolina, or something like that. It's like one. It's like two of the three words. I don't remember.
I think it's Tree Hill.
Tree Hill. Okay. Yeah.
I want to say Scott Free.
I want to say One Horse Town.
Wow.
Boom! It's Ravens. I think that was the mascot of the but it was about basketball.
Oh, fuck. That makes sense.
And then, maybe I was wrong. Okay, this is the final one.
Final one.
It's always saying, okay. He goes, really love pub Jerks.
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 You guys got it. You guys all got it.
Oh, nice.
What was it? But also, It's Always Sunny is a great title.
It is great, yeah.
It is.
It's hard to beat that.
I think Demi won.
Yeah.
Well done.
Well done. You know.
I'm proud to be a winner.
Yeah.
Well done. My turn?
Yeah, go for it, Mike. So you had, question.
Yeah. So for my game, it's just fun, and you can decide how you want to do this. Andrew's going to pull up. We're each going to do a programming block. I just did mine as an example, but it's probably what I'd go with. But you're just going to program your perfect four-hour night of television. So,
hell yeah.
Let me ask. Can I ask?
Yeah. So the way that I did it, Channel Mike here, is like I want to start with a nice little hug. So I put some Simpsons and Park and Rec there because those are two of my favorite sitcoms. Matt, I think you'll appreciate Survivor.
Yes, I do like
I need my little reality TV show dose, and that's probably my favorite. That 10 o'clock slot, I wanted it to be a drama and something that like I can kind of mindlessly watch or pick a favorite episode. So that's why it's Game of Thrones. And then I closed with, pardon the interruption, a Daily Show to kind of get my like news of the day. Like since I can't program sports, it's like a way to like maybe watch some like sports highlights to talk
That's
about
great.
Sports. And then Daily Show I kind of like as my my nightcap, my like well-written comedic nightcap.
I love it. And fun. So are we allowed to or like once a show's used up, it can't be used again?
No, I think that's a way we could play it, but I think it's more fun to know what your night is. Like, what would
you?
Okay. Okay. Good. That's good to know. Then, so we don't have to think strategically.
You don't have to be strategic about it.
Okay.
Only in terms of like, if you want to be in terms of like strategically, like I want to start with drama and then ease down to comedy or whatever that is. But
and can I ask one more question, Mike?
We'll see.
No, I can't. You're right. I want to know, is this for us to watch or for us to make money? Are we like trying to get like the most people to watch it, or is it just like what we want to sit down and like get high and watch?
That's up to you. Like I think you just explain your answer. Like the way that I considered mine is like right now if I want to sit down and watch something,
got it. That's what I'm gonna do too.
But I also picked all old stuff. Like,
yeah, I'm gonna have
certainly
to too.
Like newer stuff I'd want to watch. Yeah,
yeah.
Season one of Survivor. That's what you want to watch.
Yep.
Okay. Channel James.
Yeah. So, I think that I think I also have to start off with The Simpsons. I think that would be my move as well.
Yeah, I watched it so much as a kid, like in syndication, that like, such a comfort. Even though I've seen the last 10 seasons.
Can we go across like at the 8 o'clock hour so that there's time to think about the next one?
Yeah,
that's a good idea. Yeah, great. I was like, man.
And you could program all sitcoms if you wanted to also. Like it doesn't have to be
8 o'clock. No. I think of what I want. My perfect movie. Oh man, this is so hard. I want to say Simpsons too, but I don't want to because of just for variety. I want to say something else.
Yeah.
I want to say The Office. I'll start with The Office. I like it so much. I rewatch it a bunch.
Great call.
I'm gonna take a crazy choice and say 30 Rock. I want to start
a crazy show. That's not a crazy choice at all.
It's a crazy show. Really nice. It's a good show.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Okay, next.
I think I would watch. I want to get a little bit like another really, really funny show. I think I would go with the Chappelle Show.
Dude, I was just thinking about that, but I was going to do it later. You leave me my last one. Because I want like a, but now I'm, I want the next one to be Seinfeld. I like it.
Yeah.
NBC doing pretty well here.
I mean, that's what I grew up watching. I feel like that's just what I grew up watching, all these fucking NBC.
All right, Demi.
Seinfeld Chronicles.
I think now is when I'm going to go back and take The Simpsons. I don't want to start the night off with that, but I am like, it's going to go on there. It's a formative show.
It's got to.
Start less grounded. Right. 30 Rock. tilt towards?
So now in my 9 p.m. slot, I'm going straight into my favorite show. I'm going with The Sopranos. That's like the perfect time, I feel like, to watch your favorite show. I've warmed up.
Interesting. I'm so curious what your cool down is going to be after Sopranos. You got 2 more hours of TV.
Oh, you'll see, buddy. You'll see. I've got the perfect cool down.
Okay.
Oh man, I'm stressing about my night. I don't know what's, because I like the idea of that reality show there, but then I want other sitcoms. So what if I did this later? This next one's going to be Cheers.
Nice.
I'm doing sitcoms in the end. Okay, great.
I think I'm going to, because it's like after you've done an hour of the comedy, I feel like you haven't lost an audience of comedy. You've just sort of like, all right, people are, it's like, oh, we know it's the comedy time. So this is where I hit him with the hard one. I'm going Detroiters, which I think is the best. It's like my favorite comedy of like the last decade. And I'm just like, it's weird enough that people who liked 30 Rock and then stuck around for The Simpsons are like, maybe they're like, okay, I'll take a weirder thing. And not even weirder, just like goofier, I guess.
That's a real, you're
love
real,
it.
You're a real smart programmer. Because I think like Thursday night used to do that on NBC where they're like, oh, let's try something between like these two shows that work for us. We'll get experimental.
Wings.
Is that what you want?
No.
I was like, that's an insane. Sorry, you say it. It's going on there.
The office, you want it for every block. Every wings. Block left. Wings.
You got a lull.
James, you know you're up.
Am I up?
Yeah.
Okay.
You had it all planned out.
Yeah. What's your cool down?
I'm not ready to cool down yet. I'm still capable of thinking here. You know, I still feel
despite
like I
what
can
doctors
be
stimulated.
Say. Yeah. So I think I'm gonna go with. I think I'm gonna go with Breaking Bad.
Uh-huh. Whew, that's an intense.
I'm really gonna need to cool down after those two shows.
Mad about you? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm gonna do. Hey! Stop that! Stop saying it so emphatically. I don't mean it. I want to do a comedy. I do one more comedy here, and then I know the last. Make us do that.
While Matt is thinking, can I change
Colbert
mine?
Colbert Report. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
And now I know the rest.
Colbert Report.
Repot.
Repo.
I'm gonna. Okay. All right. I want to look up the exact title. Give me a second. I'm sorry. I know exactly the vibe I wanted, but it went for so long that I need. Okay.
Good morning, Miss Bliss.
I want something that gives the same feeling of what the hell am I watching, but is also a little more like if you're tired, you want something that makes you feel the same feeling as like a funny, but it isn't really funny itself as much as it is like sort of puzzling and then you kind of get to play along with what it is. So I'm going Match Game 74.
What the hell? I love it.
Which was the game show hosted by, what's his name? Oh, it was like this weird, it was like Hollywood Squares almost, but it's just, you basically were trying to, God, even what is the fucking, I just remember watching this all the time as a kid and being like, this is the best that live TV will ever be. And it's just like a game show. Where like
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Who did host that? Yeah. Paul
Richard something.
Oh,
I mean, so many different people hosted it, but I
think I know what you're talking about.
Oh, that's Gene fun. Rayburn was his name. Anyway, Rayburn. I just wanted a game show that was
that's
not
fun.
Like all of the game shows that we got right now. So I'm like Match Game 74.
Great,
I love it.
Yeah. I'm gonna go Sopranos here. If this is my turn, is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Because James has 2 hour shows, so now he skipped. I see.
And now is the time where I'm gonna take a more serious, a more serious show, but I still want it to be funny. So I'm going Barry.
Ah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Good choice.
I was like, I want the drama in there, and I was going to go Breaking Bad. Then I was like, what a turn it would be from Match Game to Breaking Bad. Be like, there's no crossover audience for this.
At 11 p.m., you know, I'm ready to cool off now. I'm ready to, like, just, you know, not, I don't want anything heavy. I think I want to giggle. So I'm going to go with Arrested Development.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to get my reality itch at the end of the night because I'd like to, like, kind of just turn my brain off and watch a little bit of reality TV right before I go to bed. And I'm going to make it a Top Chef.
Nice.
Okay. It's hour long, yeah.
Oh, nice. I just realized Barry's only 30 minutes long. Yes. So I'm going to say Barry and then Atlanta.
Atlanta's a good one.
Nice. That's a great answer.
That's still kind of like a 10 o'clock drama hour.
Yeah.
Drama comedy hour.
Where you're like, oh, these are funny, but I feel bad too? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, you got two. Oh, James has one more half hour. Demi has a full
Demi
hour.
So Demi can fill out his 11.
I will gladly fill out my 11, just ending the night off with Late Night with Conan O'Brien.
Yeah.
I believe to be the best to ever do it.
It's a really solid night of comedy.
Yeah, it's like all comedy too. It's a weird lineup, but I'm also like, hey, you tuned to Channel Demi, you know what you wanted.
Yeah, you didn't come here for Mad Men.
Yeah.
Now,
half hour of Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad recap episode.
Yeah. Once my meth arrives, I go back to Breaking Bad.
Yeah, Talking Dead or whatever. Just not. He doesn't watch Walking Dead. He just watches The Talking Dead.
Yeah. Gotta get my Chris Hardwick fix.
He's like, I don't have time for the full thing.
I'm gonna have a nice cold glass of the Great British Baking Show.
It's an hour, buddy.
I think that's an hour, buddy.
That's an hour. You can
only watch the first half.
Fall asleep. I'll fall asleep.
You can only watch the first half. No, you can't just program a half of a show.
Why not?
All fall.
Viewers, they'll be asleep. They'll be falling asleep. They'll be nodding off.
We all were given.
Andrew, yeah, just type. Andrew, just type in the first half of Great British Bake Off.
Just try.
Thank you.
Fire.
And then the next night,
British.
America, and the next night, America gets to see the second half of that episode.
Mm.
Yeah.
And fall asleep.
The Grammy Bebo.
She's doing some word humor.
And you watch Morgan Oregon? It's right after the Great
Morgan Oregon.
Great Bebo.
Good nights, though.
Those are solid, yeah.
Yeah.
All fun, yeah.
Television. What a blast. What's Demi, what's your favorite TV? Do you have a favorite TV show of all time?
That's
too broad?
It wavers. In recent years, it's been Detroiters and BoJack Horseman. Those are two of my favorites. But then also, I think The Simpsons is, like, grandfathered in as, like, all-timer great show.
Yeah.
Yeah. In terms of drama, Breaking Bad, probably. I feel like I don't watch dramas too often because I'm like, oh, I guess I gotta follow these for a while. But
they get in deep.
Yeah.
I love dramas, though. I watch. I think my favorite is, I mean, Sopranos is also pretty funny.
I mean, do you mostly write comedy? Have you written on an hour long, or is that something you'd like to do?
No, I've never written on an hour long, and it's like I would love to do that, it's just like, oh, if I did that, it'd have to be the right thing. I can't just be like, all right, I guess I'm going to write Law and Order now. It's such a shift because there's always an element of like, well, I want to bring a sensibility of a comedy to a different type of thing.
Are those people just ex-lawyers? Like, what is going on with some of those shows? Like, do they have the hell they're talking about? Or do they just write a bunch of like gibberish and then they have a lawyer come in and make it sound
probably have like legal consultants who are just on staff as writers to go like, no, that's not real.
Yeah,
imagine writing like a CSI. Like, I don't even know how to spell CSI.
You're doing it every time we talk about the show.
Yeah. I know you're trying to get me confidence, but I don't think I can do it.
I can't imagine what like a writer's room for a Law and Order type show is, because it's like, after you've done a show for like 10 years, don't you kind of go like, well, I can we'll just do this again. I don't know.
Yeah. But and then weren't they ripped from the headlines?
Yeah, some of the Law and Order.
Headlines and wrote those out.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like, remember when Tarantino would just like be like, I'm going to write an episode of Law and Order or of CSI.
Oh, yeah.
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 Like,
yeah.
I watched that one.
Funny how people do that too. Or they're just like, I'm going to crank one of these out.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
That was crazy. I do remember that.
It's wild. It was like a two-parter too, I think.
Yeah. It was buried alive. If I remember, one of the main people was buried alive.
Yeah.
Because I didn't watch it. It was weird just watching a show without it, not knowing it at all. But yeah. It was like the finale of one of the seasons.
They're buried up to their feet. You could see their feet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Is that right?
It was just William Peterson's feet hanging out. No, I don't know.
Oh, it was what's her name? The bride when she has to break out in the through the punching.
Oh, Beatrix Kiddo.
Yeah, Beatrix Kiddo.
Yeah,
she was buried alive. Remember, in the second one.
So he ripped himself off for CSI.
That's true. Yeah.
This has been a blast, you guys. Thanks again for coming on, Demi. Is there anything that you want to plug or anywhere you'd like to people to find you on the internet?
Nothing to plug, but you can follow me everywhere at Electro Lemon.
You can follow us at I'm Too Effing High. Also on all platforms. And check out imtooeffinghigh.com. And we have a Patreon as well. If you want to get additional videos and that sort of stuff. Demi, this is a blast, man. You got to come back on. Maybe come do some comedic challenges on a Friday sometime.
I would love it. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, man, thanks, Demi.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Stay too effing high.
You shall not pass! Up listening to this new hilarious real play podcast starring a real life 6-year-old.
You see a giant red dragon and just a belch of fire just as it flies straight towards you.
And I just walk past it.
Check out the D&D Adventures of Coke the Kinder Giant on Campfire Media.
Campfire.